Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Yep, we're back. Today is Sunday, once again, June 21st. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there. I am your host, once again. And, boy, I'll tell you, you know, when we yell out, good morning, Sovereign Minds! And, you know, and reminiscent of Croner, I guess his name was, in the Vietnam era. I'm starting to feel like it's more and more like Vietnam now, you know? I mean, it's like we're fighting corruption on every turn. Gosh, we're infiltrated by the VC.
Among other ones.
There's nips in the wire.
Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Jeez. Anyway, I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning and happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. Thank you very much. She does all the heavy lifting around here besides that. So she did some heavy lifting this last week, and we have an interview with Charlie Daniels coming up here. We also have Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Mark. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. You too.
Good morning.
And we also have a special guest. We have Red Smith in here, and he's going to be talking about several issues, I guess. Good morning.
Yeah, TPA, TPP, our representative officials, things like that.
Secrecy.
Yeah, the secrecy and what's not so secret and, you know, why we're all illiterate and can't read and understand anything.
We are the unwashed masses.
We are.
Okay.
The plebes.
The plebes. The plebes, yeah. What? The plebes, the peeps.
The plebeians.
The plebeians. Anyway.
All of the above.
Okay, so I have a quote here. The time is now near at hand, which must probably determine whether Americans would be free men or slaves. Now, that's the quote we hear, but, you know, I wanted to read the rest of the quote. This is from George Washington, and this is just he's addressing the Continental Army just prior to the Battle of Long Island, 1776. Whether they have any property... Okay, let's start over. The time is now at hand, which must probably determine whether Americans are to be free men or slaves, whether they are to have any property that they can own, whether their houses and their farms are to be pillaged and destroyed, and themselves consigned to a state of wretchedness which no human effort will deliver them from. The fate of unborn millions now depend, under God, on the courage and conduct of this army. Our cruel and unrelenting enemy leaves us only the choice of brave resistance or the most abject submission. We therefore resolve to conquer or die. Wow. I mean, I think that's just powerful there because, you know, you think about it, you know, why did these guys go out and fight this war? Because it's slavery under an oppressive government is worse than death. Think about
that. Yeah, and that's kind of... We're sort of heading in that direction right now, aren't we? I mean, you know, our property and everything.
Absolutely.
I'm going to turn up. If that tells you anything.
Turn up
my
microphone here a little bit so I can hear myself. There we go. Got it.
I had to turn you down because you were screaming a while ago.
Is that what it was? I'm sorry. I went on.
Go ahead, Bob.
Rant.
You can turn him down. Turn him down.
Okay, so back to housekeeping here. We are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call into the show at 530-605-4567. All shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Sovereign Minds on Facebook. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m., 2570 South Bonneville. Destiny Fellowship. I got it right that time. And this Monday we're having
Sam Paredes
from Gun Owners of California.
California. So there should be a very good meeting and very informational.
Those radical extremists stand for limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adhere to the Constitution. Wow.
Yeah. That's terrible, terrible.
Quite the concept.
Those guys.
It's okay as long as you're polite while you do it.
That's fine. We must
be
all
nice.
Be respectful to the tyrants. No, not so much. Jefferson State of Mind was on in, you know, the last hour, and we have Red holding over to talk with us. And so anyway, you could also go to the Shasta Lantern at www. I don't know why I say that, because you don't have to type that in anymore. I don't know if you ever had to type that in.
Shasta, I don't think so.
ShastaLantern.net.
Yeah,
because you're all screwed up over there.
WWW is so 90s.
Shut up.
Get ahead of times. It's 2000s.
Shut your yaps. Anyway, do we have any veterans events?
Well, I don't have any veterans events to speak of, really.
Any events at all?
I do. Of course, we have Camp for Life coming up on the 27th of this month, and it runs to July 4th out at Whiskeytown. That is where we go out and help families with terminally ill children. We do cooking and activities out there. People are welcome to come out and check it out. They're also welcome to come help us cook, serve, or do anything else. They have a lot of different events. We stock the pond with fish. You know, they have reptile day out there. Lori will be bringing her horses so the kids can ride horses. So all kinds of good activities if you're interested.
So are you having politicians out there on Reptile Day?
No.
Oh, okay.
That would make them sick.
Oh.
I'm just saying. And I'm not a reptile person. So if you're interested, you could call me at 221-0101 or Fred at 226-9900. And then, of course, coming up in August, we have Sea to Shining Sea. That is where we're taking six veterans and interning them back at Arlington Cemetery. We're making a road trip. We are looking for sponsorships if you are interested, or if you want to ride along, or some way along the route, you know somebody that wants to join us. We'll be picking up people all across the United States. It's about a 9-day trip back. Altogether, we'll be on the road about 20 days. Those boys put a lot of miles down on their bikes to make this happen. So if you're interested in that, you can give me a call at 221-0101 or Fred again at 226-9900.
Okay. There we have it. So with that, let's go to a real quick break, and let's come back, and let's listen to the Charlie Daniels interview. And then we're also going to have the weekly roundup with Greg Hunter on today. You know, sometimes it's a little long, but I really like it because he covers the whole week and gives us plenty of stuff to talk about. And always from his perspective, it's just good. But anyway, with that.
So after that, if you want to call in and have a question or comment for us, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
I'll go find a network want to treat me right. Y'all can take the change and stick it out of sight. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country.
You are running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, if you still have any grass to mow, we have some ethanol-free 93. And if you've been putting off spraying your wood decks, fences, now's the time for logging shake oil. We have it in a 5-gallon pails ready to go. Joe's back at Weaverville, so stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy is a CFN fleet-wide card lock and accepted over 40,000 locations. At the Pilot, Petro, Chevron, Flying J, and Love's, and TA truck stops. So call the renting office and get signed up. We have red off-highway diesel at all of our card locks, race car fuel for all the jet skis, motorcycles, and hot rods. If you need a home or a job site delivery, give us a call. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights. Energy.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Into the danger zone.
I think we're already there.
It's true. It's true. So, with we had a little technical difficulty. We're going to pull up Charlie Daniels probably at the top of the hour. We're just kind of teasing you guys with it, you know, throwing the hook out there. We haven't said it yet.
I believe they call that the bait and switch.
Is that the bait and switch?
Something like that.
Anyway,
do we really have it or not?
Well, what we're going to do? Hopefully, we still have it.
Yeah, because that was awesome to do that one.
Yeah, if we don't have it, I'm going to be pretty sorely disappointed, but I think we can get her done. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and listen to Greg Hunter, and then we're going to talk about what he has to say until the top of the hour. Then we'll do the Charlie Daniels stuff. And we'll get it all worked out here. Sooner or later.
Yep.
All right, very good. Go ahead and roll it, Bob.
I'm Greg Hunter. This is the weekly news wrap-up for Friday, June 19th, 2015. And they say a picture's worth a thousand words. And here is the first picture. I know this is an offbeat lead, but I think this is a huge, disastrous story that is completely underreported. You ready for it? This is a drought map. It's the most current drought map. You can see it on the U.S. Drought Monitor. And let's just go ahead and zoom in here, and let's take a look at this right here, California. It's ground zero. 100% of California is in some sort of drought. Of course, the many states in the West, Arizona, Utah, Nevada, Oregon, Idaho, all the way up the coast there, even Washington State, all in some sort of pretty severe drought. Not just mild drought. And, of course, the dark red is the most extreme. This is the worst drought ever in California, ever, ever in recorded history. Are you getting that? Are you understanding that this is a state with a $2.2 trillion GDP? The country has a $14 or $15 trillion GDP? This is $2.2 trillion of that. Just agriculture alone is $46 billion. Huge food growing region. This is a disaster for the United States. This is a disaster for the world. It could push California into total insolvency. People are already storing water in their garage in 500 gallons at a time. They cut off the water at least in one wealthy city in California. There is no end in sight. There is no solution in sight. I'm telling you, folks. Will Rogers says, or what was it, Mark Twain said, history, doesn't repeat, but it rhymes. Dust Bowl days, this is the Dust Bowl days on steroids and acid. I mean, this is going to be ghoulish. Horrible. It's unbelievable. I mean, the rest of the country is probably saying, well, drought, what drought? But out in California, it is severe. And remember back in March, NASA came out and said that there was a year's worth of water left in March. 1 year's worth of water left in California, a state with 38 million people. There's a little less than 40 million people. Just California. It's not like they can go across the border to Nevada.
Good morning.
Is this Charlie Daniels?
They have a year's worth of water left, so we are T-minus 9 months in counting.
Doing great.
Unless there's a serious pickup in rainfall, which they say they don't think is going to happen, or they find some serious solutions to bring more water in, which I don't know where they can get. Indeed, desalinization, I brought that up before, but lots of folks say it's an ecological disaster, desalinization, but I don't know. Maybe they might have to find out a way to desalinize water in the Pacific Ocean cleaner. I don't know. Necessity is a mother invention, but things are not looking good in the state of California. And why this isn't front page news, I do not know. The Greek debt crisis got kicked into high gear, and they are apparently careening towards a bona fide default, not the extend and pretend default that we already have. I think from the moment they started loaning, the EU started loaning Greece money to pay its bills when they had only 170 billion euro in debt. Now it's, 330 billion. They had already defaulted. This week, Greek politicians, and this is why I say they kicked it into high gear. Greek politicians came out and said the debt owed to the EU is, quote, illegitimate and illegal, also odious. That means they cannot and will not pay that debt back. We're finally going to get to the realization they're not going to pay the debt back, and Greek depositors are feeling that. There has been reportedly a run on Greek banks. Also, people are opining that the Greek banks may not open on Monday. Serious stuff, folks. And it's not, if it was just Greece and all the other countries in the European Union were flush and they weren't insolvent and they had plenty of they had their financial house in order, they weren't spending too much money, they had some emergency fund. No. There are many countries in the European Union are insolvent.
Yes, thank you so much.
We appreciate you. Yeah.
And they're worried about contagion. Worried about this spreading. They're worried about the spreading in the banks. They're worried about all the derivatives attached to this debt. You know, I mean, the Bank of International Settlement said there's a quadrillion, which to me is, you know, poof, my brain explodes. $1,000 trillion in debt bets, in leverage, derivatives. And they took their capital, and they then on top of that, they leveraged it up with 30, 40, 50 times. You know, if you have $2 and you loan out, that $2, $100, you don't need a big loss to wipe out your capital. Just $2 of $100 that you loaned out wipes out your capital. Your bank's insolvent. Now, it gets interesting because Greece has reportedly signed a deal with the Russians to have a gas pipeline to bypass the Ukraine, where allegedly they were stealing gas from the Russians. Natural gas, and they're going to bypass Ukraine. They're going to go across northern Greece and out into the Adriatic Sea and into eastern Italy. They're just going to bypass, Ukraine altogether. And keep in mind, Greece is a NATO country. So is somebody going to blink? Bernie Sanders, senator from, I believe, Vermont, said that he thought that the Federal Reserve should bail them out. Really? Or is the EU going to give up that final little bit of debt relief already approved, $7.2 trillion, to extend and pretend this a little farther, kick the can right up to the edge of the cliff before they finally do officially default? Or have they already defaulted? I don't know, but this is going to end sooner than later. It will end, and it's going to end ugly. Be prepared. And it's going to affect people in Europe, and then it'll affect people here in the U.S., it will affect, because everything is interconnected in the global financial system. The Federal Reserve will not be raising rates. This is according to the Federal Reserve. They also reduced their growth forecast. So growth is at least slowing down. Of course, if you look at the first quarter of the GDP in the U.S., it's negative 0.7%. Some people say it was worse than that. It was 2 or 3 or 4%, way worse than that. That's the best they can make it look, 0.7% negative growth in the first quarter. And now the Fed is not going to raise rates. We had Christine Lagarde out publicly scolding the Federal Reserve. They could have just called up Janet Yellen on the phone, publicly scolding the Federal Reserve, telling not to raise rates. But what do we have yesterday in the USA Today? But it just said they're not going to raise rates. And what do they have? Hey, Fed on track to raise rates in the fall. What? Excuse me? What? My good friend Gregory Manarino called me and says, no, they're not going to raise rates because the CPI, the inflation number, the core inflation number just came in. And it came in at 0.1%. The inflation, according to the Federal Reserve, and we all know it's much higher than that, but that, all they care about, according to Manarino, is the core inflation. I think he's right about that. 0.1%. Manarino says, quote, they cannot and will not raise interest rates. They can't. If they do it, they'll implode the economy. I mean, if you've got 0.1%, you don't have any robust economy. They can't do it. And yet we have, and then we have this. I mean, the financial press is schizophrenic at best. And here's this headline. This is in Safe Newspaper. Bonds, Haven is shaky at best. Now, they're talking about raising interest rates, and the Fed can lose control of interest rates. Bond vigilantes can come in, and they can lose control. Part of that quadrillion in derivatives is to suppress interest rates. Wow, what could go wrong with that much leverage and debt and shady things going on? Bonds, Haven, status gets shaky. That's because, interest rates are spiking. The 10-year went from, back in February, something like 1.67%, and now it's 2.3 or something percent. Big move. And again, those bonds are assets, and as the rates go up, the asset depreciates, the bond depreciates, and depreciates the asset base. And, then we have another, this is in my local paper, but it's an AP story. Economists, don't fear rising rates. Really? tell that to Christine Lagarde in the bond market. She's saying, no, don't raise rates. Don't raise rates. You know, she was a head of a 2,700 lawyer law firm that did nothing but swaps. She knows all about derivatives and all about the, you know, the debt bets and the super unbelievable, unprecedented, never recorded the type of leverage in the history of the financial system. Economists don't fear rise in rates. Wait, oh, really? Tell that to the bond traders and Christine Lagarde. I mean, that's schizophrenic. But they're not going to raise rates, according to Manarino at TradersChoice.net, who's a regular guest on USAWatchdog.com. Next up, I want to talk about the trade deal that we have going on. It is the hold on a minute, let me get it right here. Trade deal. It looks like they are going to bypass, even though, you know, they were reporting this week that the GOP was going to work on a trade bill. And it's called a Trade Promotion Authority, TPA. There's so many different letters. It's a TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and other different, you know, lettered up, you know, parts of the trade deal. Here we have Paul Ryan, who says, you know, the Dems sabotage the trade deal. But nowhere in the, you know, the mainstream press, you know, on any of these stories and all the stories I've read, they don't hit up the real problem with all this. And that is that it's secret. That the public cannot read this like other bills. Senators have to go into a room by themselves and read hundreds of pages. They have a time limit. They can't take a picture. They don't get a copy. And, oh, did I tell you it's secret and the public doesn't get to know what they're doing? Paul Ryan, you know, congressman who's pushing this through, Republican who should be ashamed of himself, might I add. Congressman Paul said, you know, the TPA is a process and not an agreement. Of course, that is the trade, you know, authority. He says it's a process, the TPA. Of course, he leaves out the fact that that process is secret and nobody gets to read it, you know, the Trade Promotion Authority. He goes on to say that the TPA is more accountable and more transparent. Yeah, that's right, more transparent. That's why it's secret. And the Congress people have to go into a room and not take a picture and read this stuff. I heard one congressman say, you know, I'd like to have somebody come in, some of my staff and some experts come in and tell me what this means. I'd like it if they just made copies and gave it to the congressman and allowed the public to see what they were doing. But there's an old saying, and it said, evil is done in the dark. Good is done in the light. And this is being done in the dark. Oh, they say it's national security. But, of course, once it gets voted on, according to Paul Ryan, it gets declassified. Oh, that's right, declassified. But until we vote on it, you can't know what it is. National security. Evil done in the dark, good done in the light. This is being done in the dark. To me, it's pure evil. And I just wonder who these people are really working for. A couple other little notes that I wanted to bring up here. And this is the ongoing ISIS operation over in Iraq and Syria. And to me, listen, they're not serious about it. And Obama last week said that he was going to send another 450 troops. I think we have 3,500 over there to take on an army of, what, 40,000? I don't know. And here they're talking about this in Congress, and this is the new Secretary of Defense, Ash Carter. The quote is, you know, too few trainees. A House panel is told, you know, they can't train enough. There are not enough people that want to go fight ISIS. They got like 7,000. They need 24,000. The guy in the middle here, Martin Dempsey, Joint Chiefs of Staff, he said you needed 80,000. This guy, 80,000. That's not focusing for me for some reason, but anyway, you get the drift. 80,000 competent troops to take out ISIS. He said that back, what, the end of last year or the beginning of this year? You need 80,000 competent, quote, competent troops. They got 7,000. Now, does that mean that the whole plan is going to implode? Because the Obama administration, not serious. They're not flying enough sorties. If they don't want to put boots on the ground, fine. They're not flying enough sorties. They're not flying enough missions. And why do they get to pump oil and sell it on the black market? I mean, aren't oil pumps pretty big? Can't we see them from space, from satellites? Can't we send drones over there? Why are any of those pumps still pumping? Why? If they were serious, they'd cut off their money and they'd bomb them day and night. if they were serious. They're not serious. They are not serious. And I wonder if this headline means that, you know, maybe at some point we're going to need to send some more of our people, you know, maybe, you know, 50,000 over there to take on ISIS. I don't know. They're not serious. You know, they've lost all these vehicles. In one shot, they lost 2,300 Humvees. There's a cartoon out. It says, sees a general walking up to the president in the cartoon caricature of the president. He says, Mr. President, we lost 2,300 Humvees. And the cartoon character of the president's answer was, void all the warranties. I mean, you know, they're not serious. If they were serious, they would knock out their money. And their money is coming from oil on the black market, but they're not doing that. And people in the press corps, in the White House press corps, couldn't they say, why don't we bomb their oil? Why don't we cut off their money? Excuse me. Why don't we cut them off? Why do we allow that to happen? If we were serious, wouldn't we do that? They're not serious. Not at all. I also want to bring up this. I want to tell you, I used to be a Catholic. I am no longer a Catholic. The pedophile priest thing when I was living in New York pretty much made me not be a Catholic. However, I am still a Christian. Now, I'm not Catholic because Catholics are bad. They're not. They're good people. Catholic doctrine is good. They believe in Christ. They believe in he died on the cross and he came back and returned again. Catholic doctrine, fine. No problem. I have no problem with Catholics. Lots of good Catholics. I got friends of mine who are Catholics. Here's who I got a problem with, him and the last pope. Because, you know, this one, this Pope Francis, he's saying that, you know, we ought to have, you know, he released a big report about, well, the most important thing is climate change. This is him and Obama, the same thing. Climate change. We need to stop climate change. And I think the Pope ought to stick to, you know, something in his wheelhouse, not climate change. There's plenty of folks out there, and what you haven't heard is that since 1998, and this is a known fact, that the global warming has paused. Why? Well, because of, you know, less sun flares hitting the Earth. And there are a lot of top-notch scientists say that we're really heading into a mini ice age, a cooling period for the Earth. Even though, you know, the Pope is saying, oh, this is, you know, poor countries. Well, poor countries are pumping out all kinds of carbon emissions. And the U.S. says the carbon emissions have pretty much, you know, leveled off, mainly because of the fracking and the natural gas. The poor countries that he says are being damaged are the people doing the damage. And what this is really, in my humble opinion, it just smacks of New World Order control. Oh, we got to save the Earth, so we have to control everybody on the planet. We have to save the Earth. I don't buy it, and I think the Pope ought to stick to saving souls. And maybe he should revisit his comment about how atheists can make it to heaven if they just do good deeds. Of course, that's not what it says in the Bible, and that's not what it says in the Catholic doctrine. Finally, this idiot that shot 9 people in South Carolina, I don't know who's a bigger idiot, him or the father that gave him a handgun, I think a .45 caliber handgun. He's allegedly a drug addict. He may be on psychotropic drugs. He is at the very least, deranged and hateful and horrible. And people ask me why I'm for the death penalty. And I say because some crimes you commit, you should die for. And killing 9 unarmed people at a church Bible study on a Wednesday night, you should die for. That's the way I see it. I'm Greg Hunter. Thank you for supporting USA Watchdog with your comments and your donations. That helps us. Here's the best part, folks. Fear not. Prepare yourself mentally, physically, and above all, spiritually. Fear not.
Well, there you have it. There's the weekly wrap-up. I have only one thing to add here. I have a story, and this you can go read this on thegawker.com. Or it's not the Gawker, just gawker.com. The CIA finally released its master report to a congressional joint committee or joint inquiry on the 9/11 attacks. It includes the 28 pages entitled Issues Relating to Saudi Arabia, which is what critics have been saying provides incriminating details on the Saudi government's financial ties to 9/11. At last, those pages have been released, with one small problem. They are blank. You can go there and see them for yourself. With that, I guess we'll go to a break.
If you want to call in and have a question or a comment, again, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
And they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red. They call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So pick up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
They've been rehearsing, gotten coached, and now the local dancers and their pro partners go on stage at the Cascade Theater Saturday, June 27th for the 9th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. This huge fundraising extravaganza for One Safe Place is proudly sponsored by Dignity Health, Record Searchlight, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Get your tickets now at the Cascade Theater, online at ospshasta.org, or at the box office. You think Dancing with the Stars was fun on TV? Wait till you see Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Don't miss it.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I can survive.
I love that.
Just to know that you are mine.
Yeah, we got sunshine and rainbows and lollipops.
Oh, yeah, sure we do. Yeah. Everything is happy, happy, gay.
Read the Obama gun quote. Here is our...
Okay, this is at the end of
prince.
It, but...
Here's our prince, our king, our his majesty.
Part of it Obama. Is, of the quote is, it is the proper role of the government to deny gun use by Hollywood actors, screenwriters, directors, and producers for the welfare of all. It is time for the Terminator to be terminated.
What?
And I think the term king may be culturally insensitive to our president. I believe they prefer mullah or
is
pasha.
Is it the mullah or the pasha?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Oh, the sultan. The mullah, the sultan. Yeah,
I think.
Sultan Obama. Ooh, I feel so much better now.
There's your sunshine and lollipops, guys, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, if that is, you know, I haven't verified
it. I haven't verified it, but said that he issued an executive order to ban the use of guns in all Hollywood films, television shows, and video games.
Good luck with that there, Barack. Really? I mean, if that's true, this guy is so delusional. It's, you know, I'm pretty sure Hollywood's going to just step right in line and lockstep with that one. Really?
Well, yeah, but what about all the rest of us? That equation.
Jeez, unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway, we've
got... Sorry, not going to happen today.
With that, I'm going
to... Hollywood will donate more money to him and make it go away.
Yeah, everything will be nice. And that's because you're smart enough and you're good enough. And doggone it, everybody likes you. Really? Frickin' Stuart Smalley's in the White House. What the hell? Or no, he's actually in the Senate.
He is.
He's in the Senate.
Boy, that just... Wow. Wrap your head around that one, guys.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
Go to Zero Hedge, and there's an article there. If your BS detector is not screaming, it's broken. Tyler Durbin. Once upon a time in America, no adult could survive without processing a finely tuned BS detector. This is Herman Melville's masterfully captured America's fascination with cons and con artists in 1857 classic, The Confidence Man. As Mr. Confidence Man, Herman Melville goes to the White House.
With that, I think we got a couple people on the phone lines. On line one, we got Charles. Good morning, Charles. Do you have a question or comment?
Oh, I've got something. By the way, the title for Obama is not Sultan; it's Duce.
Duce, El Duce. It's El Duce.
Obamalini.
Obamalini.
Remember Mussolini?
Yeah.
Obamalini. Just be careful with you.
Duce. Well, at any rate, the TPP. I mean TPP. The alphabet soup.
Right.
Right.
Which, if you eat any of it, will make you sick.
There's that.
That's it.
But, I mean, the TPA, there we go. There's a cloture petition was filed concerning that as immediately upon the heels of the thing having been railroaded through the House.
So they might vote on that on Monday is what you're saying then.
Right, because under the cloture rules, a cloture petition in the Senate has to be... The official word is ignored for one full legislative day before it is considered. Well, the petition was filed on Thursday, so that means Friday it would not be considered.
Who makes up these rules? Good grief.
They don't meet for normal business on weekends, and so while it's not formally scheduled to be heard tomorrow, it could be voted on as early as tomorrow. Now, the fact that a cloture petition is being filed is interesting because that means there's a possibility this darn thing could be filibustered, which we all hope will happen.
Well, sure.
So, yeah, I mean, now, you know, the whole reason that 13 Democrats supposedly supported this monstrosity was the assurance that TAA, of course, under a Clinton administration, it would be T&A, but that's a different discussion.
Actually, the TAA is still hanging out there. When they passed the TPA, the Democrats pulled the TAA out and voted against that. And then the House turned around and reauthorized the TPA without the TAA
right,
in
they,
it.
They
so now it's got to go back to the Senate.
The standalone TPA, which Paul Ryan introduced as a substitution amendment. Don't you love those things? At the last minute, of course. And
I'm
when
so disappointed
the House
he's not Vice President.
Oh, man. So they did this all on the QT, right?
Well...
In the darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the darkness, of course, because after all, we know who John Boehner serves, right?
Right, because...
The Prince of Darkness.
Satan.
Lucifer.
So that's our transparent moment for the weekend.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there could be a vote on a cloture petition as early as tomorrow.
So everybody should be calling up their senators and pouring the heat and putting a bunch of faxes through the fax machine and hopefully clogging up their office with, hey, you know, you need to come back to reality and be an American again.
Yep.
Yeah, call your congressman so you can be bullied over your opinion and told that you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, there is that.
Yeah.
That's because you're smart enough.
Yeah, you're good enough.
You're good enough, and everybody likes you.
Yeah.
Duce.
All right. Well, all right, we got another caller.
Yeah, we have another caller right on the line. Thanks a lot for calling in.
Get that in.
We appreciate it. Billy Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, great show this morning, Red. I've listened to you every week. Hey, I have one comment, though. It'll be a little constructive criticism. That Greg Hunter section of your radio program.
Yes.
He's over the top. I'd much rather listen to our local people like you two and get callers and that sort of thing rather than listen to that syndicated ramp and tirade. I just don't mean to be a seating the count here, but I 15, 20 minutes you run on him is not part of your show. So, but anyway, I love your show anyway, but keep up the good work. All right, I'll let you go.
All right,
well, thanks for calling in and letting us know your opinion. I mean, that's what we're here for.
There you have it. So, anyway.
Representative radio.
There you have it.
Yeah.
So, you know, Sally asked in the chat room, where does Boxer and Feinstein come down on this issue? And, I would venture to say with... where do they? I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming that they're on the dark side, but because they're...
Well, Feinstein's easy. Whichever side her husband gets a $1 billion contract off of.
Well, there is that, too. And,
yeah.
You know, there's the, you know, I mean, what can you say? I mean, and then Boxer, who cares? You know, I mean...
yeah, she's out of here.
She's out of here, so...
In a box.
Yeah, they had to box the Boxer.
Yeah.
A little cement in that box.
Well, anyway, so let's move through some of these other headlines. Here we have Zimbabwe finally is abandoning its currency because of hyperinflation.
It can't happen though.
The African country is switching to the U.S. dollar and several other fiat currencies. In 2008, the inflation was reported to be 238 million%.
And that's going to help them out how? Switch into the U.S. dollar?
What does that make the cost of a pencil?
You know, it's like $1.5 trillion or something. I don't know. Cup of coffee, you know, $10 trillion.
And then what are they going to do? They switch to the U.S. dollar, and then what are they moving to? Nothing?
Well, maybe the U.S. will do what they're doing to Mexican national businesses and just won't accept their own currency back.
Well, that's probably true. It's probably already like that.
Yeah, it may be.
Yeah, so...
Well, you know, there you have it, you know, again, if your BS detector isn't shrieking, it's broken.
If it's not pegged and in the red, there is a problem.
I'll tell you what, things are going to get ugly here pretty quick, and it's, uglier than it is. I mean, we've got the trade deal, we got the secrecy, we got the Obamacare. I think they're going to rule on that here pretty soon on the Supreme Court. And we, all this under transparency. With the administration, the 10-year bonds starting to go up through the roof. I don't know. I mean, life is good. Rainbows and lollipops.
And with that, we have David from San Francisco on the line. Good morning, David.
Hey, morning. You know, I studied financial management and economics and a variety of different things when I was younger. And when I look at the current economy, the only thing I can really think of is either sabotage or organized crime. Which could be the same thing.
And
to back it up, if you go back about 20 years, there were a number of different biographies of J. Edgar Hoover. And one of them laid out that J. Edgar Hoover had refused to admit that organized crime existed. And it was only for a very short period of time. I think it was while Bobby Kennedy was the Attorney General. So this would have been when John F. Kennedy was president, that they were able to force J. Edgar Hoover to admit that organized crime existed. And they were able to get some data to prove that organized crime was buying into Wall Street at the rate of 2.5% per year. Now, in 10 years' time, at 2.5%, that would be a quarter of Wall Street. In 20 years' time, they would have half of Wall Street. And so if by 1980 Wall Street was half owned by organized crime, and that ignores the previous 40 years or so, then it really pretty much explains why Wall Street does not and will never do logical
manipulations or investments, that they're always being trapped or cajoled or manipulated by organized crime.
Well, so, I mean, is Wall Street being run by a bunch of Goombas? I don't know. You're probably right. I mean, look at some of the things that have been going on there with the derivatives market. It's insane.
Right, yeah. And you know, to look at it just from the viewpoint of honest investments or what would be a stable economy, what would be the things that would stabilize the economy.
Those don't exist anymore. Those are gone.
Well, and that's the exact point. And when you look at, you know, there are the bond rating companies, there are the stock rating companies like Moody's and Standard & Poor's. In the subprime scandal of just, what, 5 or 7 years ago, it was exposed that both Moody's and Standard & Poor's were totally corrupted, that they were giving fake information, that they knowingly lied about investment portfolios, that they were intentionally feeding bad investments to the pension funds, which explains why the pension funds are collapsed at this point. They were the ones that allowed the investments not only in overseas junk, you know, outsourcing the jobs, but things like down here in San Francisco, we've got this Bay Bridge that's so shoddily built that the corruption in developing that bridge is immense. You know, they outsourced the jobs to China. They actually built a foundry over there in China, claiming that they could build this bridge cheaper, when in fact they went 48 times in cost overruns to build it, and that the parts are so defective that it was broken before they even opened it.
Yeah, it won't even stand the stress test.
We'll go back to what you're saying about Standard & Poor's and Moody's. Look what they did when they downgraded the U.S. It's almost like they had a visit from Vito, you know? I mean,
right. And Greece and Spain and Italy and all of the other countries of the world. You know, you were talking about the, was it Zimbabwe?
Hyperinflation. Yeah.
Right. And if you know about, you know, 100 years ago, we had World War One, and a lot of people don't realize it, but World War One was really caused, in my mind, by currency speculators. These were people who, we didn't have the internet back then. There was there were newspapers, but economics was much more of an esoteric, a kind of a secret sphere. And so, if somebody praised a nation for a little while, they could puff up their economy, and then they'd curse it for a while, and they'd collapse their economy. And so, praising, cursing, they could play the currency exchange markets, and instead of having single currencies like the euro or the U.S. dollar to have oversight over, you had individual countries like Italy, Spain, Turkey, you know, England, the United States, Mexico, whatnot, and every nation would have to protect its own currency in its own right. And when you had currency speculators basically cursing and praising for years on end, that created World War One.
Well, you know what we got now is we got a big worldwide casino where they're all fiat currencies and they're all being traded amongst themselves, and the big players are manipulating all of the markets for their own ends, and it's turned into this big, huge, prostituted casino. It's all ready to tumble. I mean, this thing's ready to blow up, whether it's the bonds, the foreign exchange markets, the currency, the U.S. dollar. Everything's ready to blow up. But listen, we appreciate your call.
Sure. And hey, one last thing. Yeah, I just noticed the other day, Saudi Arabia, and they're a pack of criminals to begin with, they just created their own Wall Street. And it just opened earlier last week. So I've been actually trying to scope out how we could short the Saudi Arabians They invested about $500 billion in this brand new stock market, and man, wouldn't it be sweet to just all of a sudden find a way that they could lose $500 billion just like the subprime disappeared out of America?
Well, that's a good thought. Listen, give us a call back if you do some homework on that. Maybe we'll talk to you next week. But we got to go because they're going to cut us off.
At the top of the hour, they're going to cut up. Thank you for calling in, though, and give us a call back.
Let's talk.
Hour number two of Sovereign Minds is next on KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The churches of Charleston, South Carolina voice support for one of their own. Bells pealing across the metropolis, nicknamed the Holy City this morning, as services began at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church, where the pastor and 8 members of that church were shot to death there last week.
This is bad. You would never think, the Holy City, you would never think that 9 people would get killed in church. But you know what? The good part about that is heaven gained 9 angels.
Parishioner Ava Bryant, the Emmanuel Church was packed. Congregations across the nation are in prayer for its people and the city today. Police in New Orleans say they have arrested a man suspected of shooting and killing a police officer. The department's Facebook page says Travis Boyes was picked up this morning. The handcuffed suspect was being driven to jail in a police SUV yesterday when authorities say he somehow managed to shoot Officer Daryl Holloway, a 22-year veteran of the force. With the 2016 presidential campaign heating up, a new poll shows a Democratic Party shifting hard to the left. Here's SRN's Greg Clugston.
According to Gallup, Democratic candidates for the 2016 presidential nomination face a significantly more left-leaning party base. The poll found that 47% of Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents now identify as both socially liberal and economically moderate or liberal. That's up from 39% in 2008. Meanwhile, a tiny 7% of Democrats say they are socially and economically conservative. Greg Clugston, SRN News, Washington.
And authorities are still searching today for 2 convicted killers who escaped from a northern New York jail. This is SRN News.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. We had been running up balances for quite some time, and it became a crisis. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
We are now completely debt-free, and we will never be in the spot we were again, thanks to Trinity.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is John.
I'm Vicky.
And I'm Emma.
And we're debt-free for keeps.
That's 1-800-990-6976.
Restaurants are struggling to deal with higher egg prices and an inability to get enough eggs in the midst of a shortage brought about by a bird flu virus that's wiped out millions of chickens on commercial farms. Some owners are looking at passing the costs along to egg-eating customers, while others have taken especially eggy dishes off the menu. An Omaha breakfast and lunch eatery owner says his supplier's inventory has dwindled because of demand, and production is down because of federal testing. The owner of a Des Moines, Iowa cafe says the rise in prices is costing him up to $500 a week. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is heading to Europe, and he's carrying a strong message of U.S. military support for American allies and Baltic nations to help calm growing concerns about Russian aggression. A key theme at all his stops will be how the United Nations, NATO, and other partners can best deal with the Kremlin in the wake of Moscow's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean region. This is SRN News. One GOP contender would like to see to it that the first female president in this country is not a Democrat.
Hillary Clinton sounded a familiar and confident tone as she announced her campaign last week in New York.
I will be the youngest woman president in the history of...
But the notion that Mrs. Clinton has a lock on the brand of the female presidential candidate is no longer universally accepted.
Hillary Clinton must not be president of these United States because she is not trustworthy.
That assessment at the Faith and Freedom Coalition Forum in Washington this weekend from Carly Fiorina, the other woman running for the White House. Bob Agnew, SRN News, Washington.
Today is Sunday, June the 21st, the 172nd day of 2015. There are 193 days left in the year. It's the first day of summer, and it's Father's Day. And on this date in history, in 1788, the U.S. Constitution went into effect. More details on these and other stories at srnnews.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Well, we're back. Second half, second hour of Sovereign Mind, second half. And, we've been having fun over the break, looking at these quotes from Robin Williams on Vietnam. Good morning, Vietnam. I have to pull that one up about the VIP and the VP and the QT and the KP and all that stuff. So anyway, we'll try to get that up here for you at some point. But, where are we at anyway? Are we going to get, is Terry on the line out there?
Terry is on the line.
Yeah, how you guys all doing?
Good. How you doing, good. Terry? Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, sir. Happy Father's Day to you. Anyway, I got a couple quick things. First of all, this Saturday night, June the 27th at 6 o'clock in Clara Ingle Park in Shasta Lake City, we are having Jefferson in the Park. We'll have some music. We'll have food. We'll have Mark Baird and Mayor of Shasta Lake City, Greg Watkins, is also a featured speaker, which is really amazing since the mayor of Shasta Lake City, who represents 10,000 people, wants to have an event for Jefferson. We find it extremely exciting, so we invite everybody to come, and there is no admission for this this town hall. It's going to be great. Have your questions answered. That's number one. Number two, Mark Baird has been asked to speak on Carl Bott's program tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., he'll be talking about the water issues, and he has been engaged with Fish and Game on many, many issues. This guy has been on the front lines on this water issue thing, and this thing is a boondoggle, and it's a lie. One other thing I'd like to say quickly is that I hope you guys have time today to get to what Red was going to talk about. I know there's been a lot of other stuff you've had on today, but, you know, I think a lot of people want to hear about the TPA. I think a lot of people want to hear about the reactions. Friday's program on Carl Bott, I know you guys did a study on. I know that Red went ahead and did some research on it. I find it curious that Senator Nelson, who doesn't even really represent us, calls in right after Doug LaMalfa gets off and wants to talk about the water police. And, yes, that's right, folks, the water police, that's out of his mouth. And he wasn't joking. That was not tongue-in-cheek. So I think those issues are really important, and I hope that you guys can get to it. Looking forward to Charlie Daniels, but I hope with everything you've had on this morning, you get to it.
Well, we plan on it. We plan on hitting on it a little bit this time. And to let you know, next Sunday we have Orlane, and I never can remember her.
Curly.
Yeah. On to go in depth. I believe we have her for the full 2 hours next Sunday on that subject as well.
Oh, you mean as the TPA?
Of TPA, the TPP, the whole everything.
Yeah.
I think that what we're going to talk about is the positions that these gentlemen took. I think that that's, I don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
But great program, guys, and thanks, and happy Father's Day, guys.
Thank you. You too, Terry.
I wonder if they'll issue the water police squirt guns.
I don't know. I pulled up the quote here on says, seeing how the VP is such a VIP, shouldn't we keep the PC on the QT? Because if it leaks to the VC, he could end up MIA, and then we'd all be put on KP, on KP on the, with the TPP and the TPA.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. So
we have somebody else on the line. Do we want to do her, then go to a break, and maybe come back with Charlie Daniels, surely, and then
do the last half an hour, do the whole show, the rest of it on the on what Terry just talked about with Nielsen and La Mafia, and there we go.
All of that. So, good morning, Maria. Are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Do you have
good morning. I was the other day. I found Terry in the, here in Reading on the street, and I told him about it. What happened on Thursday? I was at the hospital at a group meeting that we have there twice a month, and at 8 o'clock they say a prayer for the people at the hospital, and that's it. At 8 o'clock on the intercom. So this is what we heard. Hello, people. This is the start of the month of Ramadan for the Muslims. And then she mentioned something about the Quran.
Oh, wow. Then, who were you calling?
Which call?
It was at the hospital?
At the hospital. They came over the intercom. At 8 o'clock, they say a prayer.
Which hospital?
The Here at Mercy.
Wow.
Wow.
And we were like, what?
I bet.
Excuse me? Is this a Muslim hospital? Like, what do we care? And so the people were upset, all the group there. There was a lady, I'm very offended by this. I'm a Christian. Other people are the same, men and women alike. So it's not me alone that says that. But Terry said, call on the radio.
Yeah.
So did you go to somebody and ask why they were?
I called the hospital, and I called the nurse. So I mean, not the nurse, the sister. Well, I forgot her name. They put me with sister so-and-so. It's the one to talk, and she never answered the call, which I'm going to call again Monday, but maybe she would answer your call.
Well, I'll tell you, the PC police has just gone off the charts. I mean, it's ridiculous. If you try to do something like that, even with a Christian theme, and I don't care either way. I mean, free speech is fine, but guys, what's the deal with the Muslim thing? You know, I you know, all of a sudden, Muslims can do no wrong. While they cut people's heads off in the Middle East, it's like, what are you talking about? I mean, are we so sensitive to Muslims' activity that we will do anything to appease them, even though there's like this big, huge group of them that believe that everybody else should be dead if they're not them?
No, I know. Look, I'm from Barcelona, and I have an aunt. They have in the north of Spain, they have a winery, and they it says it's like rats. They are invaded over there towards the north, farther north. And he says, and they steal anymore. She cannot go to her own fruit trees because they steal the fruit before it gets ripe. Then they sell the women back and forth, and they tell her because she has to get some of them to work. And so she says, oh no, they say no, I'm going to buy this one and then I'm going to sell that one. It's just like you sell potatoes.
Unbelievable.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'd become a pig farmer right off.
Well, I don't know, but this about the hospital is, to me, is very, very weird and very upsetting to many people, just me.
Maybe you can call us back when you find out some answers or don't get any answers and keep us posted on that one and let us know what's going on.
Yeah, I just want as many people to hear about it because I just don't think it's right.
It is not right.
We don't care. Whether the Muslims, I don't care what they do, you know, they go pray to their prey, whatever they do, but don't bother me, don't put it down my throat.
That's what I feel,
and so did the other people.
I'm going to disagree with that a little bit, as I do care what the Muslims do. Because
they can pray to whoever they want to, is what I'm saying.
They're thieves.
Well, I mean, I just saw something on the internet again where they killed this guy because he wouldn't let him sleep with his sheep. So, I mean, that was what they said.
There was that incident where the guy didn't get prosecuted and he was raping and beating his wife, you know, because under Sharia law, he could do that. And it was in this country, and they didn't prosecute him.
Well, what I'm saying is some of these guys are absolute animals. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's unbelievable. You know, sure, I mean, I don't know. They say there's some good Muslims out there, but maybe there are, you know. But at the same time, we sure do seem to gloss over the bad ones here, and just everybody gets lumped together like they're all one big happy crew.
And stomp on Christianity.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's the latest thing.
Well, anyway, we got to go, Maria. We appreciate
the call.
Thank
you for calling in.
Let's go ahead and get Charlie Daniels' interview out of the way before we run out of time.
Do we have to take a break before we do that, Bob?
Yeah, we better break first, and then we'll come back with Charlie Daniels.
All right, okay. Yeah, that will work. Stay tuned, and we'll go to a break. And here we go.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds July 2nd in Elements Lounge inside Wind River's Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bott, as we embrace the American songbook. My special guest will be Joe Larson on trombone, along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and Bruce Kalin on bass. A special menu, Romance on the River, July 2nd. For your reservations, call 243-3377. See you there.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So, listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
But she ain't never failed. If our enemies don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet back on the path of righteousness and then God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that it'd ever get together again. Every day you show food, so we're walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. Here in America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
Hello.
Good morning.
Is this Charlie Daniels?
Yes, it is. How you doing?
We're doing good.
How about you?
Doing great.
Well, I can't complain. I'm a long way from you. I'm over here in Pennsylvania this morning.
Good.
Oh.
Well, there you have it. Hey, you don't mind me calling you Charlie, do you?
I would be at this point if you call me anything else.
Well, we consider it a privilege having you on the show here, and I guess let's get right to it because we know you have a short amount of time. You know, I guess my first question is, you know, this open letter that you just had written to President Obama, and you know, I read through it, and what prompted you to write this letter?
My concern for the country and where it's going and what's happening. I don't know if it's incompetence, if it's what it is, but the lack of leadership that the Obama administration has exhibited. No personal feelings, no animosity, no anything other than just purity old patriotism that I hate to see the country going this way.
Well, I'll tell you what, somebody quoted a saying that said, sometimes it's too stupid to be stupid. And I think that's my personal belief, is that I think that that this has been too, I mean, he told us he was fundamentally going to change the country. How much more evidence do we need? But, yeah, I know you're a great patriot, and, you know, so when you wrote this letter, you know, do you think the president's going to read it, and do you think it's going to matter?
I seriously doubt both of those questions. I mean, seriously doubt the validity of it, because I don't think he will read it. He's got too many things to do to read a letter from Hillbilly, and I mean, I know he's a very busy man. But as to whether it would do any good or not, I don't think so. I don't think that... this man, unfortunately, is not capable of saying I'm wrong and apologizing about it on anything major like that. It just seems that if the more he's criticized, the more obstinate he gets, and that the more petulant that he gets. That's one of the things that bothers me. I don't think a president should be petulant. I don't think a president has the right to be petulant. I think he has to suck it up and go on and cowboy it up and get things done he needs to do, regardless of people's, you know, criticizing their criticism or whatever. They need to. He needs to lead. He is the leader of the free world. Pardon me?
Oh, we got a double track going here. Hold on.
Make a right on.
Okay, we're back. Sorry.
I don't know what that was all about. Somebody giving traffic directions.
We got,
but, you know, I just don't feel that he should, you know, that there's room in the presidency for petulance and personal feelings of animosity and that sort of thing. And he's a leader of the free world. He needs to act like it. We desperately need leadership. If you look at this ISIS situation that's going on over in the Middle East, this is a catastrophe, and it's a handful of thugs that are literally just wreaking havoc over there that are growing by leaps and bounds that could be destroyed. You could turn this thing over to the special forces, the people who plan our special forces. And I'm not speaking, there's some people that have, special forces people that have said this. Give me a certain amount of men and a certain amount of time and equipment, and we'll go in there and do away with ISIS, do totally, completely away with them, which is the only way that will work. So we're letting this thing grow. This is a cancer that's metastasizing, and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's, while we could still handle it, we should do it. Nobody wants to put ground troops over there. Lord knows I don't. I've been there. I've been to Iraq 3 times. I don't want to see our guys and gals go back over there, but do we want them there or do we want them here?
Well,
they've already proven that they're capable of coming here. So there you go.
Well, I think they're going to be here sooner or later, whether it's some kind of an insurgency, you know, with troops. I don't think so. But the terrorist, you know, hits of the lone, you know, the lone guys or whatever. But, you know, I think part of the problem is that, you know, with this Benghazi thing going on, it's come into light that, you know, basically they were running guns into Syria, which was ISIS. So we've kind of created our own enemy to a degree. And, you know, like you say, we could go in and wipe these guys out pretty easily, I think, if they'd take the handcuffs off on the rules of engagement. So it's kind of hard not to think that these guys are actually exacerbating, or our president is exacerbating the problem and letting it grow. I mean, I don't know how else that you can look at it myself.
I don't see any other way to look at it either. I get the impression, I feel like, that this man is just marking time, just trying to get out of office without anything really catastrophic happening. Black people really just don't seem like that's too bad for him to be president. And whether he wants to or whether he don't, he either ought to do it or leave and let somebody else do it. And you know the shame of this whole thing, and this is a media-generated situation, when you criticize this president, the first thing somebody shouts at you is, you are a racist.
Yep.
No, I'm not. You're not a racist because you criticize the president. A president puts himself or herself in line to be criticized when they take the office. I mean, they work for us then, and we have a right to say what we want to about them. So this is not anything to do with racism. It has nothing to do with hatred. It has nothing to do with anything except we are not being led. We desperately need leadership. This world needs leadership. Look at what Russia has done since he's been in office. Look at what China is doing. Look at what the aggression around the world. Nobody respects us. Nobody fears us. That will be a day of reckoning. We have turned our back on our only ally in the Middle East, Israel. And it's, you know, we are just, we're like a ship floundering around the ocean without a captain. And this man needs to stand up and be, if he was elected to be a leader and he's not doing the job, that's my point in writing the letter.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Charlie. It's, you know, I think this guy deserves impeachment. And then everybody, you know, we hear the establishment Republicans tell us, oh, then we'd get Joe Biden. Well, I don't know if Joe Biden could do any worse. And if he did.
I'll take him.
Yeah.
I'll take him.
It's worth a try.
I'll take him in New York minute. I mean, it's just, and the thing is, do we, in this next election cycle, go back and get the same thing all over again? I don't know. I don't know, I don't know what mood the country's in. I don't know if we have learned our lesson or we have not learned our lesson, but we can't go on this way. America cannot continue to be the nation that it is and go through another 4 years of what we have been through.
Well, I think
so
the most
we should very carefully choose our candidate the next time.
I totally agree, Charlie. I think the most important thing we could do is look at the candidate's voting record and has he supported the Constitution and not caved into the insider game down in Washington, whether he be a Democrat or a Republican.
I don't care what he is. I don't care if he's got a D or an R beside his name. That is immaterial to me. I don't claim to be a Democrat or Republican, either one. I want an American. I want somebody who puts America first and the party way down the line. So let's see who comes up with the answers. We got way too many people running on the Republican side. They need to pare that down. Some of those guys are wasting their time. I mean, Lindsey Graham, go home. You're a good guy. Go back to South Carolina. You know, you're not going to be elected president. I don't know. I mean, and I have nothing against Lindsey Graham. I'm not saying that with any kind of animosity, but it just ain't going to happen. And he knows it's not going to happen. I guess he's trying to get his speakers beat up or something. I don't know. But so many of these guys are in there that are just muddying up the waters. And by the time they get through beating each other up in the primaries, there's very little left for the Democratic guy to do. So we'll see what happens, but God help us, we need a leader.
Well, I think that if we can get the media out of it and people realize that the media is so biased, you know, you look at the last election and they just black out what they don't want you to hear. And, you know, I mean, look at Hillary right now. She's getting good press out of the media to a degree. And as far as I'm concerned, she probably should be in handcuffs. I mean, looking at Benghazi and all of that stuff. But I'll tell you.
Well, take this from me as somebody that just kind of inches around the edges and talks to a lot of people. There are some things that there's some things that are still outstanding on Hillary that has not been brought to light yet. And if they are brought to light, and this is just things I've heard, I cannot prove it, so I'm not going to divulge, but there are some things that could very well just be very devastating, to her, and it involves Benghazi. And some of the people that served over there during the time that she was there still are not through with this thing yet. And I don't know if it's going to come to light or not, but very possible.
Well, that's what we need.
There's, there's some pitfalls out there for her, definitely.
Yeah, that's what we need, is the truth to come out about all of this. That's a lot of the problem with the media, and that's what we try to get out there, and I know you do too, is the truth to the American people about what's going on.
So very true. You're so right. We just need the truth. I mean, give us the truth. It's like the thing with Eric Holder and that thing that happened in Mexico where they give the guns to the Operation
Fast and Furious.
And then the president just stops it at his desk and does not let us prosecute this guy. I mean, this guy, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Giving guns to criminals?
Yeah.
Does that make any kind of sense?
Well, it
makes no sense at all.
It does if you're trying to get rid of the Second Amendment from the perspective of the president and Eric Holder. You know, it's just these guys, I think the criminals, you know, I think the devil went down to D.C. instead of Georgia is what happened here.
I think he's lived there for quite a while, you know. But I just, we have got to, Democrat, Republican, whatever, whoever we get this time, has got to be a leader. They got to be a leader. They can't be a follower. They can't sit back and sample polls and lead by that. That's not leadership. That's cowardice. And we need a leader, regardless of who it is, and whoever it is, male, female, I don't care. Give me somebody that's going to lead this nation and get us back to where we should be, and before we are no longer what we could be. So,
well, I think a leader, and people have got to quit accepting the mainstream media, you know, because they just black out stuff that they don't want us to hear. I mean, the Tea Party attacks are one of the things that really hit home for me. You got hundreds of attorneys that were blocking information to Congress, you know, because they, you know, and the chief counsel was appointed by Obama in conjunction with carcinogens. And, or not carcinogen, but the Cosigen, and the head of the IRS, and it doesn't get any national media play the severity of that. I mean, Nixon only erased 18 minutes. These guys have redacted, you know, literally thousands of pages of information to keep it from Congress, and the media doesn't say a word.
Well, it's out there somewhere. And, it's, you know, there's a lot of dirt out there on these people, and they know it. And, you know, there's good possibility it could hit the fan before election. So we'll see.
I sure hope so. I mean, we need, like you say, we need some leadership and we need some honesty in the government and media. And that would go a long way to, you know, righting the republic and getting back to the Constitution.
Yeah, there's been too many people that have lost their lives and gave everything for our country.
Yeah. Well, what aggravates me is the places that I went that I played in. On my trips over to Iraq, that I hear on the news, and they've gone right back to, you know, to the same type of people that we want to send our people over there to fight and die to free from, and the guys and gals that fought so hard to win that territory, they have to sit back over here now and watch it just go down the drain because this president absolutely refused, all because he would not leave a residual force there. He didn't have to leave a lot of troops there. It would have taken a lot of troops. But now it's, you know, it's too late. You got to go back and fight it again, and we will. We will end up fighting those people again. There's no way out of it. It can't be helped.
So
the sooner we do it, the better off we're going
to
be.
So have you been to Ramadi and around in there as well, Charlie?
Yes, I have. I've been to, of course, we didn't go into the cities. We stayed. They kept us in the wire all the time. The only time we moved was either in a helicopter and airplane. We could not go, you know, into towns and that sort of thing. We're not out in the Iraqi neighborhoods and that sort of thing.
So you guys weren't out past the wire, is what you're saying?
Yeah, we stayed inside the wire. They wouldn't let us go outside the wire unless we're in a helicopter or an airplane. But yeah, we were all over that territory over there, and these, I tell you what, our armed forces are the best we've got. They're the best Americans. There ain't no finer Americans. And they are. And they know what they're doing. If we could one time just leave the war to the people who fight it, they know how to do it. They know how to win it. If we could just leave them alone and let them do it, politics out of it, we would be a very respected nation.
Yeah, let them fight the war, not this handcuffed. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Let them do what they know to do.
So when you were there, did you actually had to have talked to some service people? You know, what was their opinion of the current administration and the rules of engagement?
Well, these guys don't say anything about that. I mean, they don't. And of course, a lot of times I was there was before Obama ever came into office. This was back years ago. But you can't get. You're not going to find. Very seldom find an active duty. Soldier, or especially an officer, will say anything about the politicians. They just don't do it. They're too classy for that.
I see.
Yeah.
They just won't do it. That's their training.
That's their oath.
Commander in chief, and regardless of whether they like it or they don't like it, they obey orders. And they're just a classy bunch of people, and they deserve a hell of a sight better treatment than what they're getting right now.
That's for sure.
Boy, isn't that a fact? And I mean, you look at the VA and all that scandal. I mean, it just seems like with this administration, and I mean, I wasn't a big Bush fan either. I mean, he got us into the war. He bailed out the banks. But with this administration, it seems like everything's been accelerated on steroids to in the wrong direction. I mean, it's just to the point of you can't be a thinking person and not think that something's wrong here.
Well, there definitely is a lot wrong, and it's going to take a long time to straighten it out. And we've been talking international stuff now. We haven't even been talking the American economy and what kind of a horrible position it's in right now.
Well, that's my forte, Charlie, is I'm an economics expert, and you're right. We haven't talked about the dollar, the banking. I mean, look at this huge drought we got going in California here that it doesn't look good. So, you know, as far as the breadbasket of the world and all this stuff is converging at once, I mean, gosh darn, maybe the answer is to go get a Bible and head to church.
Well, I believe that. I'm a Christian, my Father of Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a question. You probably know this. What prevents California from doing a desalinization program?
Well, you know, they should be talking about it. I think the only thing that prevents California from doing it right now is the people up in Sacramento are so corrupted with spending money on their private pet programs, you know. And I think, you know, you got a little bit of the Nero syndrome, you know. These guys are fiddling while Rome burns, and it's not affecting them. And, you know, we just came out with a story yesterday where Governor Brown has stolen like $323 million out of one account to pay for one of his private pet projects, and nobody gets prosecuted. You know,
well, Israel just recently did that, not very long ago. They did desalinization. You know, water's a big deal in that part of the world. And it has just made all the difference in the world. They have recycling water. They have the desalinization thing. They have offshore oil now. There's a lot going on there. And the thing about them is when they have a resource, they take advantage of it.
Well, that's what we need to do.
California should be the most prosperous. I mean, they got everything out. Yep. Everything except good politicians. You know?
You got that right.
Well, you know, there's purity and suffering, Charlie, and I think that, unfortunately, people have to suffer to the point where they get it, and I think that's what's coming in California. But we have all this stuff and the technologies there. There's no reason why we shouldn't be, you know, pouring this money into, you know, building up the dams or building more dams and desalinization. We got, you know, the whole Pacific Ocean there. Yeah, it's a good question. I wish I knew the answer.
Well, I tell you what, I am enjoying this. I could talk to y'all for a couple hours, but I got some other people waiting I got to talk to, so I guess I better go. Let's do it again sometime.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you coming on.
All right, you have a great day. God bless you.
You.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals at cards. And if you win, you'll get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
Well, there you have it. We thought we were pretty proud of ourselves, and yeah. I'm pretty proud of my sister on that interview with Charlie Daniels. I guess it's just a feather in our cap. But, you know, again, you know, it's Charlie Daniels, and we just felt that it was pretty cool that we were able to get him on our radio station here. You know, this little Northern California, you know, bleep out in the middle of nowhere, and Podunk USA, you know, we're starting to make some big inroads into a lot of places. It's kind of cool. So with that, I have to bring up this this on the TPA. I just pulled this up from popularresistance.org. Almost 200 million donated to representatives to pass the TPA. Now, you can go there and look at this for yourself. It's popularresistance.org, and then you can click on the link that shows that our esteemed congressman received $315,939 to vote yes, and the total that our representatives received was $197,869,145 was given to representatives for a yes vote, whereas only 23 million was given in opposition. So they got bought off on both sides. I guess the bigger paycheck wins. And now we know who our congressman is, and we know who our Republicans are that vote for this crap, because graft is legal. And it's all on open secrets, the numbers, the whole nine yards. So unless someone refutes this, I have to say my congressman is completely unethical, and this is all about money.
Well, yeah, I would have to agree with that on several points. I mean, the people that were opposed to the TPA were screaming at the top of their lungs. People were saying, "Well, what do you have against the TPA?" And the people opposed were screaming at the top of the lungs, "Read the bill. What do you mean? What do we got wrong with it? Read the bill." And the people that were supporting the TPA weren't using the document. They weren't using the bill. They were using talking points and articles right. supporting it.
Well, our local Benedict, our staffer, you know, basically sending stuff out that had no backing. If you can't read it, you haven't read it. And it's not public knowledge, and you know, how can you have all these editorial talking points that are for, you know, it's the same old spin from Washington.
The TPA, you can read.
Sure.
And, you know, things that we were calling, why we were opposed to it, it gives unprecedented executive authority to the president. It absolutely does. There's about 30 pages.
Well, it's the TPP you can't read. It's the TPA
right,
that you can
read. Maybe
you
should clarify that a little bit for people.
Yeah, the TPP is the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
And the TPA is the fast-track authority for the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Absolutely. And you no longer require a two-thirds vote of Congress. It's an up-and-down vote. It gives the president exclusive negotiating rights. Basically, all the president has to do now on a transnational trade agreement is send a quarterly report to the House Ways and Means Committee. That's it.
And you read the bill. I was there when you read the bill. And they stick out this talking point like, oh, they know all about this bill and everything. And we read the bill, and they just count on nobody reading the bill. Or did they? I don't know.
Well, our congressman's own statement was, my staff and I kind of weeded through it.
What does that mean?
I don't know, because there wasn't a single supporting quote out of the bill that he made. He just kind of made the inference that we, his constituents, were incapable of comprehending what we read, kind of made the inference that we were illiterate and couldn't understand what we were reading, that we just look at a bunch of websites that make us angry and we don't want to hear the truth. But I'd like to go ahead and read a little bit of the truth that this is out of the actual document and ask you to decide for yourself if this sounds like a surrendering of sovereignty. This is Section 12, WTO, that's the World Trade Organization, and multilateral trade agreements. Recognizing that the World Trade Organization is the foundation of the global trading system, the principal negotiating objectives of the United States regarding the World Trade Organization, the Uruguay Round Agreements, and other multilateral and plurilateral trade agreements are A. To achieve, and remember, this is what the objectives of the United States are. A, to achieve full implementation and extend the coverage of the World Trade Organization and multilateral and plurilateral agreements to products, sectors, and conditions of trade not adequately covered. So it's the objective to extend the World Trade Organization. B, to expand country participation in an enhancement of the Information Technology Agreement, the Government Procurement Agreement, and other plurilateral trade agreements of the World Trade Organization. So force the World Trade Organization into countries that it's already not in. C, to expand competitive market opportunities for United States exports to obtain fairer and more open conditions of trade, including through utilization of global value chains, through the negotiation of new world trade, multilateral and plurilateral trade agreements, such as an agreement on trade facilitation. So let's have more World Trade Organization treaties. D, to ensure that regional trade agreements to which the United States is not a party fully achieve the high standards of and comply with the World Trade Order disciplines, including Article 24 of GATT, which is a whole nother thing that we could get into, from 1994, Article 5 and 5B of the General Agreement on Trade Services, and the Enabling Clause, concluding through meaningful World Trade Organization review of such regional trade agreements. So it is the objective of the United States to even enforce the World Trade Organization's views and ideals in countries they're not even a party to. And E, enhance compliance by World Trade Order Organization members with their obligations as World Trade Organization members through active participation in the bodies of the World Trade Organization by the United States and all other WTO members, including in the Trade Policy Review Mechanism and the committee system of the World Trade Organization, and by working to increase the effectiveness of such bodies. And the last, to encourage greater cooperation between the World Trade Organization and other international organizations. That's not surrendering the sovereignty of the United States in trade negotiations, right?
No, of course not.
Another one that our local staffer here said, well, there's nothing about the environment or environmental policy in there. Actually, there's an entire section entitled environmental policy where we shall bring America into compliance with United Nations environmental policy under the trade organization. We were bullied by our local staffer who tried to tell us that there was nothing surrendering congressional authority. There's like 30 pages entitled that the president now has the authority to, that surrenders to the executive authority. And to back it this up, they never once used the TPA document, the TPA bill. They used talking points and articles and propaganda.
Yeah, I know. And then ultimately, you know, this is the fast track authority into the TPP, which nobody has been able to read.
I've read 9 sections of it now.
Well, through WikiLeaks,
through,
right?
WikiLeaks.
Yeah, because, and they've got like a $100,000 bounty out there for anybody who leaks the rest of it, and you're threatened with prison if you leak it. Jeff Sessions was threatened with it. Can anybody you remember Obamacare? How if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Don't worry.
Don't worry about it. We'll read the bill after you pass it.
We'll read the bill after we pass it. I mean, are you getting that kind of a creeping feeling that this is not in our best interest?
We're being sold out.
Yeah, I agree.
We're absolutely being sold out.
We got the best and government that money can buy.
And while we're being sold out, we're being told by our own representative we're not actually smart enough to understand words.
I wish I had that Stuart Smalley thing clip, but yeah. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm tired of these games. I'm tired of these bought off politicians that keep telling us this is for our own good while we're being sold down the river. And it's, you know, I'm so mad about it. I can't even see straight. I wouldn't pass this thing at this point, no matter what, if I could stop it, because I don't trust any of these guys. I don't trust Boehner. I don't trust, you know, look at what our local politician has done. He stabbed us in the back at every freaking opportunity. You know, he says he's a conservative. He says he's one of us. He passes the Cromney Best Bill. He puts Boehner back in. You know, he got the TPA going. I mean, how many times do you got to get stabbed in the back, you know, raising the debt ceiling whenever? He doesn't listen to his constituents at all. He does whatever he wants. It doesn't matter what the phone calls are. Why is this guy he's not a representative. He works for them.
Well, that's one of the things that he commented on, is he said, well, there's people that are calling my office and saying that they don't want any information. that they know what their opinion is. So, and then he said that people are playing a game. So I guess to him, his constituents calling and voicing their opinion, his constituents who, through his own statements and actions, have obviously researched the legislation better than he has, is playing a game.
Well, here's the game now, Mr. LaMafia. We're going to do everything we possibly can to get you out of office no matter what. We've had enough of your lying and your corruption. And so here we go. We're going to work hard at getting rid of you no matter what.
And we're going to hammer you and hammer you until we can.
And your staffer as well, who sold out as well.
Yeah.
So there you have it. That's what we got. Maybe we need to take a break and cool off a little bit here. And
all right. If you want to call in and have a question or comment on this subject or something else.
I have one last thing, too. And how can you trust that your opinion is actually getting to your congressman when you call your Reading office and the staffer picks it up and tries to talk you out of your opinion and tells you that you don't know what you're talking about?
Or hangs up on you.
Or hangs up on you. We've heard cases of them. Where people were hung up on.
That was just a big mistake. You do understand.
Yesterday, I actually had one person talking to us where the office actually called back to confirm who the person was.
Right.
I mean, these are bullying and harassment tactics. You call your congressman, you call Doug LaMalfa's office, and you get harassed and bullied. What is that? You know, and how can you trust that your opinion and your perspective is actually getting to your congressman when you're being treated like
I'd like to see the reports on how many people were for and how many people were against it on the call-ins, just to see, if it doesn't really matter about the calling in, is it they just don't want us to call in, period? Well, they're going to do whatever they want. I guess they just wait for the money to roll in, and whoever pays them the most money at the federal level is who they vote for. That's how our system of government has deteriorated into nothing but graft and corruption. And the highest bidder owns our representative?
Yeah.
I guess with that, we'll go to a break now. Again, if you want to call in and have a question or comment, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Uncle Bob, where does Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
They've been rehearsing, gotten coached, and now the local dancers and their pro partners go on stage at the Cascade Theater Saturday, June 27th for the 9th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. This huge fundraising extravaganza for One Safe Place is proudly sponsored by Dignity Health, Record Searchlight, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Get your tickets now at the Cascade Theater, online at ospshasta.org, or at the box office. You think Dancing with the Stars was fun on TV? Wait till you see Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Don't miss it.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
KCNR 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
How it goes. Yeah, Ozzy's not the brightest bulb in the pack, but
you gotta love the music.
You gotta love the music and the words. yeah. So there you have it. The time is it near at hand when which must determine whether Americans are to be free men or slaves. George Washington.
And I think with that, we have somebody on the line that has a question or comment. I think Billy Bob, are you with us?
Oh, yes. Thanks for taking my call again. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're fine. What can we do for you?
No, this last half hour with you and Red and Mark just hitting on all cylinders is the Sovereign Minds radio program that I tune into on Sundays. And I didn't mean to be diminutive or critical of your syndicated section of your program there, but with you guys in the mix with local topics and comments is what I look forward to every Sunday, and you guys do a fabulous job, and keep up the good work.
Hey, thanks, Billy Bob. Hey, we got real thick skin around here, so don't worry, we're fine.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's
part of the deal. We got a couple minutes left here. Anything else that we want to throw out there?
I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Not no more, buddy.
That's right.
I don't know, maybe.
I think we're fed up, and we're almost fed up to a biblical level where we're to the point of, metaphorically, kill the livestock, leave no stone standing on top of the other, and pour salt in the field.
Scorched earth policy, I believe, is what that is known as. But it's true. I mean, we've got to start doing stuff that is going to take us out of our comfort zone. And, you know, the real deal is it the truth? If it's the truth, let's run with it. Let's the truth shall set you free.
That's right.
And that's what we need to do. We need to start telling the truth. We need to quit babying these people that are supposed to work for us and start holding them accountable when they do stuff bad. Okay, tell them when they do something good. Hey, the VA thing. Hey, that's a good deal. Blah, blah, blah. But in the meantime, you sink us with foreign policy and trade agreements. So we should just go, that's okay, because you're good enough, and you're smart enough, and everybody likes you. Really?
Well, let me ask you a question. Who do you respect more, the guy that's opposed to you and is going to look you in the eye and say, I'm opposed to you, I'm going to do everything to stop you, and this is what I believe in, and this is what I'm going to do, or the guy that looks at you and tells you all the right things and then glad hands you, smiles, and then walks around and leaves a knife in your back?
Exactly.
Oh. Hard decision.
Yeah, hard decision. You know, it goes back to that Marco Cicero, the country cannot survive a traitor.
Well, it seems like we've got a bunch of them going on right now. I mean, when the money is the only thing that matters at the, you know, for the highest bidder to get whatever they need, and they'll vote any way that the money tells them to vote, well, then we have traitors.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about.
Don't forget tomorrow night at the Tea Party at San Paredes, Gun Owners of California. So 6 p.m. So come out and find out what's going on in that department, too, and get the truth.
Yeah.
About what's going on with gun laws.
And know that we're done talking. Come find out what you can do to make a change.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many things that we could have covered. The 6,000 lowest learning emails that the IRS won't hand over, even the court has ordered them to. We could have talked about the Greek implosion and the bank runs and the capital controls that are going to start bank holidays. We could have talked about a lot of stuff today. But, you know, this TPA and our congressman is holding our attention right now, because it's the most important thing there is to call a spade, if you will.
Yeah, you don't get to pee on the rug anymore and get handed a lollipop. And we don't believe that the toilet was too far away, and we don't care if nobody else makes their kid go potty in the toilet. Our kid's gonna.
Well, there you have it. So you've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. And, you know, remember, amateurs built the Ark and professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties or politicians.
And this has been KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I am Michael Harrington in Washington. Services this morning at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, just days after 9 people were murdered there, allegedly by a 21-year-old man.
My grandfather and the other victims died at the hands of the hatred from this man. The love of the community and the love of Christ and the love of all of the families and for the victims was so overwhelming that it outweighed the hate that he had for them.
Alana Simmons is granddaughter of shooting victim Daniel Simmons. She talked to NBC TV. New Orleans Police Superintendent Michael Harrison says a man believed to have shot and killed a police officer yesterday has been arrested after he was seen getting out of a city bus today. He says 33-year-old Travis Boyce had broken handcuffs on his wrist when he was arrested this morning and taken to a hospital for treatment of apparent dehydration.